Well, that music means one thing on this Wednesday morning. It's time once again for Focus on Health, a weekly feature brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where their focus is you. We're doing this show live today on this Wednesday the 17th. And Lori Foster from Van Diest Medical Center, good morning to you. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning to you too, Pat. How are you?
Well, not too bad this morning. Not too bad. Nice to see some partly cloudy sky, some sun trying to get through those clouds. And here we are just about a week from the happiest day of the year, the 18th tomorrow and Christmas the following week.
It's hard to believe it's already Christmas. We were just talking about that. How can that be?
Yeah, how could that be? I don't know, Lori, but just another week to go for Christmas, and then 2026 will be here too.
It will be. Mm-hmm. And it is such a beautiful morning, I do have to say. And I, for one, am happy that some of the snow is melting, and
it's
the first time I could get outside and take a little walk this morning. So,
as a matter of fact, it is not supposed to snow this weekend.
Let's applaud for that.
Yes, three weekends of that. Well, we have a topic today that has a lot to do with the holidays. Yes. We have our friend Jade Williams. We'll talk with her in just a moment about holiday eating and gut health. That's our topic on today's show.
It is. It's going to be a great program.
Right.
And everyone is enjoying the holiday season.
Right.
And so we'll learn a tip or two about how to keep our gut healthy.
There you go. So that's our topic of today. But you got some news to share with us from Van Diest Medical Center. We have, I believe, another staff member coming too, I believe.
And we do.
Much more, Lori.
We do. Gosh, thanks for just teeing me up like that,
Absolutely.
Pat.
Absolutely.
I have mentioned on previous programs, but we are very excited to welcome Dr. Somacetti, who is a general orthopedic surgeon, to Van Diest Medical Center. He is a surgeon who has over 25 years of clinical experience. He most recently has been at Broadlands Medical Center in Des Moines, where he served as staff orthopedic surgeon and section chief of orthopedics there since 2019. He is a general orthopedic surgeon, so that means that he treats hips, knees, hands, shoulders. He will be doing joint replacement surgeries and arthroscopic surgeries at Van Diest Medical Center. And I do want to share with listeners, he is not a visiting surgeon. He is going to be with us full time. So this is the first time that the hospital has had an orthopedic surgeon full time at our hospital. So we are thrilled to have him here. He has been spending time with our surgery team. He will be on site this week, in fact. He will start seeing patients in January, right after the first of the year. He will be joining us January 5th. If someone has questions or is interested in scheduling an appointment, you can call our specialty clinic department at 515-832-7746.
Very good.
Very exciting news.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to having him on the program in January.
Fantastic.
He doesn't know it yet, but we're going to let him get his feet wet a little bit. And he's very excited to be a part of the community, get out in the community, do some speaking, meet community members. So he will welcome the opportunity to be on the show.
That's neat.
Yes. Also want to mention that our Van Diest Medical Center Foundation has launched its 2025-2026 annual giving campaign. We do invite community members and partners to invest in local health care that directly impacts all the communities we serve. So this year's campaign actually focuses on our new orthopedic service line. Funds raised will support those expanded services and keeping advanced technology close to home. The annual giving campaign celebrates the power of generosity and what can be achieved together. Every contribution, regardless of size, helps strengthen healthcare access and supports the meaningful work that we do and the work that benefits our neighbors and residents throughout Hamilton County and beyond. When you give to local healthcare, you give hope a home. For more information, you can find information about the annual giving campaign, I should say, on our website. Go to vandiestmc.org. We also have information on our Facebook page, so you can check it out there. And the easiest way to make a donation is to go online. You can do that directly on our website, and you can find the foundation tab, and there is a drop down where you can donate.
So, very good. Good
yes.
cause.
And then lastly, I do want to mention we have some holiday hours coming up. I will mention them on the program, but it's really going to be easiest. We'll post these on our Facebook page just so that you know the times. But our Webster City and Fort Dodge clinics will be closing Christmas Eve at 1 o'clock. Jewel and Stratford clinics will be closed on the 24th. And then Webster City and Fort Dodge will reopen the day after Christmas on the 26th. Jewel will reopen on the 29th, and Stratford will reopen on the 30th. So I'll share additional information about New Year's, but I do want to get that out. That's already next week, so I want people to be able to plan ahead. And, of course, if emergencies arise, we definitely direct people to contact 911.
Illnesses never take a holiday or weekend, so just remember that, folks. Van Dees Medical Center is open 24/7, even every holiday, too, and weekends.
That is correct. We're here for you.
That's right.
Yes.
So we're going to talk all about eating for the Christmas and New Year's period. We have our friend Jade Williams here to explain more about that. Did you have anything else before we send it over to the two of you?
You are right, Pat. It is the holiday season.
That it is.
And with that comes holiday eating, holiday drinking, the merriment. And quite often it can be some indulging. And so this is a great program to talk about gut health.
Very good.
The importance of gut health and what we can do to keep our gut healthy throughout the holiday season. So joining us for this program is our nurse practitioner, Jade Williams. Good morning, Jade.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Lori.
Well, good morning, Jade.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Great topic to be talking about. And I know you've got some really good information to share with our listeners.
Yeah, so this this program was actually really fun to put together. Mm-hmm. Lots of good information there. But I do want to say, I think this is my 12th show for the year. So I got to start the year and I'm ending the year. So this is, definitely exciting. So getting right into it. So today is really just something that affects all of us, and especially during those holidays, is our gut health, whether we want to admit it or not. So between those big meals and travel and stress and all the treats, our digestive system gets a workout during this time of year. But the good news is we can enjoy those holidays and keep our gut happy if we understand how it works and what it needs. So today I just want to dig into why the holiday eating hits us a little differently and what's actually happening with our gut and how to indulge, but also be sure to be gentle on our body while we're doing that.
So very true. So let's get into that a little bit about what's happening in our gut and why the holidays really present a challenge.
Yeah, so really the science of the season is biology and psychology. The research I found specifically in like behavioral nutrition supports that people tend to eat more because the food is visible. Portions tend to be more large, and there's a variety. Research notes that a buffet increases average intake by up to 30%, and holiday tables check all those boxes, not to mention eating is socially encouraged. And we also found that eating, 15 to 40% more when dining with others compared to eating alone. Holiday gatherings amplify this because the meals tend to last longer and we try everything. Food is tied to tradition as well as emotion, and sugary and high-fat foods activate those dopamine reward pathways. During the holidays, when stress, nostalgia, and celebration mix, we experience this reward stacking effect, making the treats feel even more irresistible.
And it's also true if you think about it, as you're going through that, you're like, okay, here's everything. These are some things I don't get all year long.
Right.
So I want to make sure I have that. Well, I want to try a little bit of everything. And then, the sweets too. Some of those things we're just making around the holidays. And so you can see how it stacks up. And I, for one, am definitely a person that if it's sitting out, it is hard for me to resist. I mean, even things at home, I just have to put them out of sight, so that they're not staring me in the face, otherwise I'm just gotten away at it.
Right. They're just on the counter or the table or wherever they might be placed. So yes, definitely. So what is gut health and why does it matter? when you hear that, you know, buzz term, it generally is referring to the balance of those trillions of microorganisms in our intestines and often called the gut microbiome. But this bacteria plays a huge role in our digestion, immune function, inflammation, and even our mood. So research from the journals like Nature and Cell show that a diverse microbiome is associated with a better health, fewer digestive issues, and improved metabolism, as well as a more resilient immune system, which is also necessary around the holiday season. So during the holidays, when we're eating richer foods and often breaking our normal routines, this ecosystem can become a bit stressed. Unfortunately, those late night meals, alcohol, irregular schedules, and altered gut motility and digestion are going to play a part. And the party, this partly will explain why the holiday food can feel like heavier or leads to more bloating or GI distress. These changes in our schedule also negatively influence our circadian rhythm. And studies show that even just two nights of poor sleep can reduce the beneficial gut bacteria, increase our cravings for sugar and fat, and impair our glucose regulation. Holidays often come with sleep disruption, which can worsen our digestive system symptoms as well.
You know, and it is interesting, Jade, because I can think of a handful of people that do experience, you know, gut issues. And when I think about it, they can have some sleep issues too. So it's all intertwined. That's why right. It's so important that we're talking about this, because I don't think people necessarily make that connection. And I love that we're just bringing in, like, that could be a show in and of itself. But we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the eating part of it. And so let's go right into what happens to the gut with this holiday eating.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, the gut contains those trillions of bacteria. And really with that, unfortunately, balance is going to matter. So holiday eating affects that balance in a multitude of ways. Heavy fatty meals are going to slow down your digestion. Sugar can temporarily disrupt that gut bacteria. And then alcohol is irritating to the gut lining. Stress also affects your digestion more than we typically realize. Holiday stress will increase that stomach acid and slows motility. And research in the psychoneuroendocrinology shows that stress alone can alter the microbiome within hours. So sometimes that holiday stomach ache isn't actually the food. It can be a spike in your cortisol, which is an interesting mm-hmm. fact, because I never had really thought about that before.
No, I wouldn't think about that either.
Yeah. So then you incorporate those meals that are high in fat, which is going to delay that stomach emptying, and then that causes bloating and discomfort. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition notes that effect can last up to hours, and then you throw on the high sugar intake as well, which reduces your microbial diversity, encouraging growth of those inflammatory bacteria, and then increases that intestinal permeability or that leaky gut. So causes symptoms like bloating, gas, and then, of course, fatigue. Sometimes we try and do a better job and we might, you know, use the sugar-free or those sugar substitutes. But really, those sugar alcohols and sugar-free candies can also cause your GI distress because they ferment rapidly in your gut. So then we're maybe not doing ourselves as much of a service with that. Large meals will slow your gastric emptying. When the stomach volume stretches beyond its comfortable capacity, then we find that the food will sit longer, fermentation will increase, and then that gas production rises. Acid reflux will become more likely, and holiday meals often contain those heavy creams, butter, oils, and fried foods. High fat intake stimulate your bile release and changes the composition of your microbiome, and then can cause symptoms such as diarrhea or cramping in sensitive individuals. Alcohol disrupts that gut barrier function and will also increase your intestinal permeability. Sometimes, like I said, that leaky gut, and that can reduce the beneficial bacteria. And then you tack on travel and dehydration, which only amplify this. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to ask a question here. When you talk about leaky gut, What is that referring to?
So that's a lot of times when you start to see the issues with just generalized inflammation. Mm-hmm. I tend to think of it in females, I guess, a little more so, where they tend to just feel like that heavy bloating. Feeling, mm-hmm. maybe a little almost sick. You mm-hmm. know, you're not quite sure. You just don't quite feel
right. Doesn't feel right, yeah.
And then you start to have all this GI upset, which could be the changes in your bowel habit, or you're having a lot of, belching, mm-hmm. or just distension, or you go to put on a pair of pants that typically fit well, and then, you know, they're not, or they're feeling
What's
quite
going
tight.
On?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So combining that with your sugar-enriched foods, it's going to magnify that inflammation, and that causes that digestive stress. But the good news is, you know, in spite of all of this, mm-hmm. research really supports that you are only gaining around the holiday around 1 to 2 pounds. But unfortunately, those pounds tend to compound over the years. So it might not necessarily be weight that's going to be lost. That's why we probably see such an increase. It's a new year. You start working out. You know, that's why those New Year's resolutions, you know, we really hope that they stick. But unfortunately, then we just kind of tend to see those pounds maybe compound over the years. And so holiday weight gain is going to typically be due because, like I said, we're having those higher caloric density foods. We tend to consume more liquid calories, that alcohol, eggnog, hot chocolate even, you know, all those things add up. And then frequent snacking. And then, of course, that lower physical activity, we tend to just kind of maybe be a little more low-lying. And then, of course, short-term insulin resistance due to all that high sugar and high fat intake. So the gut bacteria also influences weight gain by affecting your energy extraction from the food as well. So frequent sugary meals can shift that microbiome towards a more energy harvesting species. So all those things, unfortunately, just kind of compound on itself.
Mm-hmm. However, there is good news. So let's talk about how we can indulge a little without damaging our gut.
Right. So I found there's actually 10, believe it or not, my goal is to get through all of them.
We will. So, oh, we okay, will, yes. For sure.
So the first one, you know, this is the part where we can actually try and do something about or start to try and incorporate even just a couple of these. You don't have to do all 10. But these tips come from published research and gastroenterology guidelines. So the first one is really preloading with fiber, or it's called a fiber shield strategy. And the fiber in your microbiome is your microbiome's favorite fuel. So studies show that eating fiber before a meal reduces glucose spikes by 30 to 40% and slows digestion and improves your microbial fermentation. So a real easy way to do this would be a handful of berries, incorporate a small salad, consider some veggie sticks. Unfortunately, carrots tend to be a little higher in sugar, but, you know, celery or broccoli or something of that nature. And then also consider chia seed pudding as well. The takeaway really is that fiber acts like a buffer for sweets. So if you can incorporate it, it's going to only help diminish some of these symptoms. Number two, don't eat sweets on an empty stomach. So sugar alone hits the bloodstream fast, causing an insulin spike and then a crash, or what is called a reactive hypoglycemia. Sugar, when eaten with protein, fat, and fiber, the glucose will rise slower and insulin response will become more mild and gut symptoms will also decrease. So instead of snacking on your cookies by themselves, you can consider pairing it with a yogurt or nuts or even your meal. Number three, psychology research shows satisfaction increases when you choose the most desired treat rather than sampling everything. So choosing one or two desserts you truly want, trying to skip the rest guilt-free. I know.
Yeah.
She's looking at me. I've already said I'm a sampler, so I would
a
be
sampler?
Like, oh, I've got to have a little of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. You know, I'm giving you the information, yes. But I will tell you this is a difficult one. This would probably be the one, very difficult one for me to follow, right. Because I'm also a sampler and my thought process is the same. Like, I try to eat really well 80% of the right. time. So this is my, you know, offset of 20 where I'm going to indulge yes. a little bit.
Yes.
So, but just to think, you know, excess sugar, it's going to feed that certain bacteria and yeast and shifting the microbiome balance. So while one dessert won't harm you, repeatedly high sugar intake, you know, can make that gut less stable. Number four, slow down your eating. So slower eating improves digestion because the stomach stretch receptors activate and the blood sugar will rise more smoothly. gut-brain signaling also will work better in people who eat slowly reduce intake by 10 to 20% without trying. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, and that's a good one. And, like, that is something we have shared this. People have heard this. But, you know, to just take your time and don't just, you know, enjoy that food. Chew your food.
Right.
You know, and in society today, we're rushed all the time.
Yeah.
You know, time is such a commodity. And so, you know, we're lucky to get 10 minutes to eat a meal. And so that's just what the way we're programmed.
Right.
But we encourage people, you know, through the holidays, take the time and enjoy. And it's good for your gut. So
right.
Remember that.
And think about the amount of time it took to prepare that meal. You know, truly enjoy it. Savor it and visit with your family. And then number five would be to add bitter foods for better digestion. So bitters stimulate digestive enzymes and bile flow. So simple examples of this would be arugula, lemon water, grapefruit, dandelion greens, or, of course, the tried and true apple cider vinegar. You can use 1 to 2 teaspoons and dilute that. You can consider taking your bitters before a heavy meal, which will assist in reduction of bloating. And then also, this is a good place I'd like to visit quickly about tryptophan. So I found some interesting research on this. So this is an essential amino acid that assists in the production of serotonin and melatonin. And it's thought to cause that feeling of sleepiness and relaxation after a large holiday meal. But the research shows that you would have to consume approximately 1,000 milligrams for that to be the culprit behind that post-meal nap. And actually 8 ounces of turkey has 150 milligrams. So you would be, you know, eating your weight in turkey. Yeah, pretty much to consume that. So after eating, that would lead right into number six, which is consider going for a 10 to 15 minute walk. One of the strongest research-backed habits is to take that post-meal walk. It'll assist in lowering your blood sugar, improving stomach emptying, and reducing gas and bloating. And even a brief moment will help tremendously. Number seven, alcohol smart strategies. Biggest takeaway for this one is to stay hydrated, okay? I'm not trying to rain on all your enjoyment for the holiday season, but water supports your digestion, and especially when eating those saltier, rich foods. And mild hydration actually can slow your metabolism as well as your bowel function. So aim for regular sipping throughout the day, especially if the alcohol is involved. And to protect your gut, alternate each alcoholic beverage with water. Eat before drinking and not after. And try to avoid those sugary cocktails when possible. Number eight, don't triple up on sugar, fat, and alcohol. Boo, I know. A combination of all three dramatically increases inflammation. So when able, pick two. Number nine, support gut bacteria with resistant starch. A resistant starch is a carbohydrate that resists digestion in the small intestine and ferments in the large intestine. So that resistant starch feeds beneficial bacteria and reduces your craving cycles. You can add this simply by introducing foods such as legumes, which an example of this is chickpeas, or consider the use of green bananas, nuts, whole grains like your oats and barley. You can also increase the resistant starch in many high carbohydrate foods like potatoes, rice, and pasta by cooking them and then actually cooling them in the refrigerator and then rewarming them up. You can also incorporate a tablespoon of potato starch in your water also.
And that one, that was something completely new to me, like resistant starch. I like not heard. I found that very interesting.
I actually, you know, in all this work, I had never even really thought about incorporating this component. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, we tend to try and just discourage people from eating the pasta or the white rice or the potatoes. But realistically, you know, most of the meals, it's a full day of preparation, or some people are preparing the day before and then they've already made it. And maybe then you're just rewarming it up for the big meal. So they've actually already done you a service by incorporating that resistant starch. So
benefiting our gut.
Yes. Or those leftovers.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true.
No shame in eating the leftovers. And then number 10, consider giving yourself an eating window. So, you know, honestly, this is liberal. It sounded a little restrictive at first, but a 12-hour eating window reduces your digestive burden and helps regulate the microbiome. This doesn't need to be a strict fasting. Just avoid that late night grazing. So really, it's kind of about just diminishing, you know, give yourself 12 hours. Well, if you're up at 8 and you start eating, you know, within that hour, that gives you till 8 p.m. Right. at night. You know, so realistically, it's just thinking about that. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I did put together, and it looks like we have time, a practical.
5 minutes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. A practical 24-hour plan that would be gut-friendly. I just thought this would be nice because this is a lot of information. So a simple sample would be kicking off your morning with a light breakfast, with being sure to include that fiber. Oatmeal and berries is a great way to do that, and being sure to start hydrating early. A midday balanced meal with lean proteins and veggies as well as the starch, and then consider a short walk before your big meal. Eat a small fiber snack and then incorporate bitters or even just lemon water. And then during that holiday meal, fill half your plate with the veggies and protein first, and then consider eating your sweets with the meal and not alone. And I know, at least for our holidays, we always tend to eat the sweets after mm-hmm. the meal. But, you know, if you can, you could always consider doing that.
Yeah, because you're trying to find the room.
Yes. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. But your digestion's already slowed down. So go for that 10 to 15 minute walk, and then you could then eat the sweets.
Exactly.
Yes. And then you could do another quick walk. And right mm-hmm. there, you've gotten in 30 plus minutes of activity already. So after, you could also consider another walk, and then you could also utilize some herbal teas. The best ones would be ginger, peppermint, or chamomile, and that will just help with your gut as well. Yep. Yeah. Dandelion tea is also a good option. That one helps. It's a little more of a diuretic effect, but it also incorporates that bitter as well. So it would help, with all sorts of components for that. And then at night, you know, consider not consuming 2 to 3 hours before bed. Obviously, that one's a little more difficult because, at least in our families, we never really know when we're going to be calling it for bed. You know, there's usually games going on and visiting and all of that. So, but you know, the most important takeaway about your gut health is that it's not about perfection, as with everything. You know, one rich meal isn't going to ruin your microbiome, but what matters is the overall pattern and really making sure that you're sleeping well, staying hydrated, and eating some plants every day, and managing the stress in small, doable ways. If you generally take care of your gut, it's going to, you know, take care of you, and even through this holiday indulgence. So realistically, the holiday food should be joyful and not stressful. And you can absolutely enjoy treats without harming your gut. And just considering small strategic habits make a huge difference. A few of these simple changes that I mentioned today, you know, if you can try to incorporate those over the next couple weeks, your microbiome is amazingly resilient, and just giving it that right support, it can handle the holiday hustle. So, and just making sure you remember to enjoy what you're really doing, and it'll be fine.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Great information. Such a good program, and can apply to everyone. So
yes.
Hopefully our listeners were taking mental notes, maybe jotting down some notes for them to incorporate into their holiday festivities.
In just a few minutes, we'll have this posted on our KQWC website on our podcast page.
Perfect.
And same
we
like
appreciate that.
On Vandy Spenicleson. Absolutely.
Yes. Jade, thank you so much for being on the show. Gosh, like she said, Jade has... She has committed to doing a program once a month throughout the year. We mm-hmm. hope that she'll be back doing that for us again next year.
Thanks.
We're counting on it.
So. Right.
Well, I hope there's listeners still out there.
Oh, yes, there are.
Okay.
I know there are. Yeah,
there
and
be.
We keep coming up with great topics, and this was such a good show to do. So thanks so much.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah. And wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Very good. Now, next week is Christmas Eve, and we are supposed to have a guest here next week,
Well,
too.
We're looking to have a guest and maybe be back in the studio live, which would be wonderful.
That would be cool.
So stay tuned. We won't be doing a program on the 31st,
right.
But we'll be back in the new year.
So we will do a show next week, and then the 31st will be off. Then we'll have another full year of Focus on Health shows coming up on that first Wednesday in January, which is January 7th, when that happens again.
That is correct.
So we'll find out who our mystery guests will be next week on Focus on Health. So stay tuned and find out. Then we'll have some more great tunes coming up on the last day of December, and then back to our regular show coming up on the 7th of the month of January.
Yes, as we usher in 2026.
Yes, indeedy.
Very good.
All right. Lori Foster, Kat. Jade Williams, thanks for coming out today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Will do. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where their focus is you.